Welland Builders, yes, my father worked then for Welland Builders until the time of his retirement. They were key in the town, and in fact, I'd better go right back to the beginning, because my father came here from a little town in Cambridgeshire, Soham. He was one of a family of eight. He was the only one to leave the family, but he came here in search of work, because here we were. Garden City was being developed in the early 30s, and he found work with Welland Builders, and of course worked on Welland Department Store when it was built. He actually lodged, and I don't know if this ever came up, but it should do in the history of Welland Garden City, he lodged with the Potters in Applecroft Road, opposite what was Hanside School.
Right.
Ultimately, they set up their own building firm.
Oh, right, yes.
And they moved to Ayot, and they did very well.
Yes.
Yes, and so then after the war, I mean, I can remember going up to the builder's yard, which was really on that corner, Bridge Road, Gesnes Road campus, and they had a store there. Now, coincidentally, the store was run by, I wouldn't say a relative, but the father-in-law of a cousin of mine.
Yes.
So there was a link there.
Yes.
Mr. Lyles.
Yes.
And yes, it was a store that sold to members of the public. It wasn't that, you know, we went up there because my father was working there.
No.
My father took me up because he wanted to buy things for the house. So that was that. What else did he work on? I can remember very distinctly the Development Corporation, where Sainsbury's building now is. I mean, obviously it wasn't so big then, but that whole complex in that area, I remember him working there. That would have been the 1950s. And then ultimately, he was deemed to be a man who got on well with people, so he was put onto small projects where he perhaps had one person or two people helping him. Welland Builders was, I think, in the town then the only firm really that was, you know, taking on building projects. And yes, any house extensions or whatever, that's what he was there doing.
And he was a bricklayer.
He was, oh yes, he was a bricklayer. Yeah, oh yes, indeed, yes. And then what can I remember of him? On the Sunday evening, filling in his timesheets for himself and one or two people he had working with him. You asked about the hours, or you did, from 8 o'clock until, I imagine, 5 o'clock.
Yes.
I know that it was half an hour for lunch.
Right.
And most builders stayed on site, obviously.
Yes.
But we lived in Gesnes Road, and so, yes, when he was working in the locality, he would come home, and my mother would have a cooked lunch for him, and in half an hour he'd come from work, eaten his lunch, and gone home.
Yes. And would most of the people be local?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm fairly certain of that, yes. I mean, I had an uncle who was a carpenter. He worked for Welland Builders when he was demobbed. I had my cousin's husband. He worked for Welland Builders after he'd been demobbed. So, yes, there were a number of links within our family. I don't know what the reason was, but, well, no, I suppose it's nothing to do with family connections. They were the firm of builders, and if you had a builder's trade, you went and worked for them.
Yes,
in his 20s. So yes, probably 40 years.
Gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a long time. And he was obviously very happy working.
Yes, his father had been a builder.
Yeah.
There were four boys in the family. They were all builders. So that's, you know, my grandfather had a big house, four cottages into one.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what you did when you were in that particular family.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And you've mentioned the Christmas party.
Yes. Now, I can't remember when these started. Well, obviously, it was post-war, because that was when my father had left O'Norton's.
Yes.
And, yes, they were held in Parkway Restaurant. I think it was after the Christmas period. I don't think it was before.
Yes.
And you went in, you don't do this nowadays, you go through John Lewis, but you went in via the side entrance then.
Yeah.
And we queued up and our mothers would take us up.
Mm.
Now, I don't remember whether mothers stayed or whether they left.
Yes.
But it was lovely. You know, you had the things that were delivered then in post-war period, yeah. Jelly and blancmange and sandwiches.
Yes.
And then there was entertainment. And yes, I can remember going as an older child, not an old, a very much older child, but probably about when I was 10 or 11.
Yes.
And taking my younger sister, who was 6 years younger than me.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was very typical of firms at that time in Welwyn Garden City, the social dimension.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, Murphy, I'm sure you know about Murphy Radio Sports Day. Welwyn Builders had a tug of war team. My father was in it. So it wasn't just confined to Murphy Radio.
No.
There's local firms coming in and participating.
Mm. Mm. And that would be happening on Murphy Sports Day and the day. No, I didn't realise they did the tug of war as well.
Oh, yeah. That was big.
That would be great fun.
Yes.
Did, and you've mentioned that your father went off on outings.
Yes.
Can you remember where they were to at all? Would it be
seaside? Yes, I think they went, I'm fairly certain they went to Clacton one year.
Yes.
Pretty obvious, isn't it?
So judging by the number on some of these photos of actually employees, there must have been quite a lot of children at a Christmas party.
Oh yes,
it's been a big affair.
Parkway Restaurant, which it was then very much larger than it is now, of course, with the stage at one end. Yeah, I'm sure there were at least 100, probably 200 there.
Yes. Yeah. And you mentioned entertainment, party games, that sort of thing?
It was something on stage.
Right.
And Father Christmas, you came away with a present.
Yes.